professional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Friday, as we wrap a week up. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer. It's going to be coming to your mobile phone via text. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. And it's an organizing protocol. You can, everything you've got going on during the day, you can set it up, have your alert set up. You're going to find out. You're going to be punctual. You're going to be on time. But what Civil Dispatch does that sets them apart from the rest of the other organizing applications out there is based on your locale, unbidden by you, well, they're going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, polar vortex, earthquake, doesn't matter. You're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. You know, I've been talking about how they've been trying to change the dynamic, how when guns are present in a place where children are present, that, you know, children just, they kill themselves accidentally, or they kill their siblings accidentally. So let's start this off on a positive note then, shall we? Coming out of rural Washington State, they've been having a lot of problems with mountain lions or cougars or whatever you want to call them. And the other day, Thomas White saw a cougar stalking his teenage son outside their home, and he decided there was only one thing to do, and he handed a gun to his 11-year-old daughter. Because she had been trained and educated in the use of firearms, without a moment's hesitation, she killed the female cougar. And wildlife officials suggested that the animal may have been sick. Mountain cat was 4 years old, weighed about 50 pounds, which is about half the weight of what an animal that age should weigh. The wildlife authorities have issued tags and permits because the big cats have started killing livestock, and they believe it's because of a shortage of white-tailed deer. At the White residence, that was one of four that has been taken on their property in recent weeks. Shelby's 13-year-old brother, Tanner, the one that was being stalked, and their 9-year-old younger brother, Cody, each killed 125-pound lions on the same day earlier this month. And a family friend killed a fourth lion on the ranch several weeks ago. I don't think young Shelby is going to... I'm getting a return here. I'm hearing me. Oh, there. Okay. Recon's good. When Recon's on the board, he's quick. That former Marine set of reflexes, you can tell. Anyway, I would say Shelby's quite safe with a gun. And effective. How many 11-year-old girls get to go to school and say, yeah, what did you, you know, think of the show and tell. Here's my new dress. Here's my new bike. Here's the mountain lion I shot. It's got to be good all around in rural Washington. The best looking attorney general, state attorney general in the country, as characterized by the totally non-sexist Barack Obama, Kamala Harris out of California, has decided she's going to try to force her way into the Peruta case. Now, along the way, in the lead up to this, she refused to help San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore during the Peruta case because she assumed wrongly that the Ninth Circuit panel would simply affirm the right of California's anti-gun government to push the Second Amendment around any way they saw fit. It had to be shocking for her and the rest of the gun grabbers that they call legislators in California when that 2-1 decision came down. Sheriff Gore and a host of other sheriffs have accepted this. And this has thrown Harris and a bevy of her frenzied citizen control buddies into a conniption fit. And they're filing suit for an in-bank rehearing of the to reverse the decision. I don't know what this is coming from, but this is the statement I've read somewhere. In a statement Thursday asking that a larger panel of the appeals court review and reverse the decision, Harris said she would do everything possible to restore law enforcement's authority to protect public safety. If the Ninth Circuit's ruling is allowed to take effect, officials throughout the state could be required to issue concealed carry permits to individuals based on nothing more than the applicant's assertion that they wish to carry a gun for self-defense. Also on the assertion that they haven't broken any law, which makes them law-abiding, which makes them trustworthy, and, you know, is part and parcel of being a good citizen and having all the rights given to you by the Constitution, or let me rephrase that, framed off by the Constitution that you were born with. I'm sorry for that. Joining the Attorney General is the Brady Campaign, the Legal Community Against Violence, the California Peace Officers Association, and the California Police Chiefs Association. They all filed petitions requesting an in-bank hearing. State of California, represented by Harris and the Brady Campaign, also filed motions to intervene in the case. I'm not going to go through the amicus briefs. What has to be decided here is whether or not they have standing in this. And the way they would have to do that is they have to show how they would be imminently harmed by the decision. And since today is the 28th of February, if I'm not mistaken, they have 7 days to review this and make a decision and vote on whether to rehear the case. I'm not going to be shocked if they decide not to rehear it. But that's going to be the big lift. And considering how they came down on this, I would have to say this is gun grabbers roll the dice in a lot of cases and they make the wrong decision. And the wrong decision here is to butt up against this. Bill Gore figured that out. But Kamala Bigfoot Harris is coming in. I went yesterday and I picked up the Adams Arms gun, which is back there on the shelf behind me. This is an epic AR-15. It is unbelievable. The balance of it, simply the balance of it when you pick it up, is unbelievable. And I shot it. Now, it has sort of a hybrid sort of competition, sort of tactical sort of something or other compensator on the end of it. And standing beside it is quite brutal when it's going off. Because I let a couple of friends shoot it, too. But, wow. And next week I'm going to have the guy that actually built this gun on the show with me, T.K. Martindale. And we're going to discuss what this gun is and why it is the way it is. It's a piston-driven gun. This was with Adams Arms. There's a part on the website where you have a drop-down menu where you can build your own gun, which is exactly what this is. For me, it's the EVO 14.5-inch AR-15 by Adams Arms. It is epic. I'm just sitting. I'm looking at the camera from time to time just to see it over there in the corner right there. There it is right there in the corner. When we get back, we're going to talk about the ATF and how embarrassed they are right now at certain things that are coming to light. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Next week on the show, just going off of... that's a good question, Pro. I don't know. We might talk about that in just a second. Next week on the show, I'm going to have Salient Arms on because Salient Arms has recently, they've gotten very heavily into the 1911 modification. They've got a line of 1911s that are epic. I love using the word epic. And their AR-15 is out in the wild now, too. And that is that's one of those designs that sort of changes a game on a different level. in the same way that the Adams Arms one does as far as piston-driven ARs are concerned. This one, the salient one, is a gas impingement one, and it's standing up to a lot of pounding. But back to the topic at hand. Now, the ATF, this really shouldn't surprise us, you know. It really shouldn't surprise us at all. You know, during Fast and Furious, they lost track of guns left, right, and center, although they never intended to track them. Under Operation Wide Receiver, they genuinely lost track of guns that they were sending across the border. So it shouldn't be too much of a stretch to sit back and say, what about the guns they carry? Apparently, dozens of those are reported stolen or lost. They have left their guns on tops of their cars, in bathrooms, and in automobile glove compartments. This was cataloged in a report Wednesday by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Internal records obtained by the newspaper reportedly showed ATF agents had lost their guns or stolen at least 45 times between 2009 and 2013. The ATF, of course, is disputing this report. And they claim that many of the lost weapons were later recovered. Notice they don't say anything about the stolen ones. She did say, Ginger Colburn, she's the spokesperson for the ATF. Of the 19 firearms lost, as opposed to stolen, between 2009 and 2013, 13 were recovered shortly after they were reported lost. Further, she said the cases have significantly declined, with only a loss of firearm reported last year. With nearly 2,400 agents on the force, she noted the percentage of lost or stolen firearms was less than 1%. You know, did you catch that number, 2,400? 2,400. I don't think the ATF is going to descend upon us and disarm us by themselves. Most of the lost weapons were handguns. They also reported there were at least two assault rifles, which is the correct terminology for what they carried because they are select fire. They detailed two incidents where agents left their guns on the roof of the car. One Illinois agent placed his Smith & Wesson on top of his car while dropping off his children at a soccer game and then drove away. The gun was later found on an off-ramp. Another North Dakota agent left his gun on his car roof and forgot about it until his daughter drove the car to a friend's house, according to the article. That gun was never found. In another incident, two boys in Iowa reportedly found an ATF gun in a storm drain. Only then did the responsible agent tell investigators he had misplaced the gun. Now, according to the report, the ATF has a bigger problem with lost or stolen weapons than any other federal law enforcement agency. The Milwaukee newspaper started noticing this when, during a sting operation in Milwaukee, an ATF assault rifle was stolen from an agent's trunk in 2012. Now, the ATF weapons are supposed to be stored in secured locked locations when not being carried by the agents. They also reported, the Journal Sentinel also reported, that the ATF has reduced the minimum punishment for the first-time loss of weapons from 3 days of unpaid suspension to one, supposedly to encourage agents to quickly report such losses. No indication as to whether any of the lost or stolen guns were ever showed up at a crime scene. There is a there's another gun control group coming our way. They're called Armed with Ethics, and they are their characterization is they're spearheading a new initiative for gun safety and keeping our children safe. My first question here is, when You know how everybody looks at George Soros and says, he's the one behind all this media manipulation. I now look to the mayors against illegal guns for any of these new organizations that spring up. Is this another one of their outreach groups? One new trend amongst these gun control groups is you can't find very much about them or any sort of information about who is who or much of anything else on their website. This is the new trend. The less they put out there, the less that can be fact-checked. I mean, the Mayors Against Illegal Guns have eliminated their list of members. Now, this is Armed with Ethics is a group out of Florida, and they're a nonprofit corporation. Read that to mean tax-free. Probably didn't get held up by the IRS. And they have articles of incorporation, and out of that, you can find out who these people are. Now, if they're going to be somebody lobbying about guns, what would you expect? A firearm expert, a law enforcement, or maybe with some expertise in gun trafficking, maybe from the ATF. Let's talk about some of them. One of them is Casey Woods, former reporter with the Miami Herald. He now does commercial photography and is a freelance writer. No indication as to his firearms expertise. Laura Hughes from New York. She's associated with a South Florida company called EcoPure Construction that builds homes with eco-friendly solutions, whatever that means. Read that to mean insanely expensive. Mara O'Donnell, also from Florida. Not much info on her other than the address appears to be in a very nice condo building in Miami Beach. Yeah. Jorge Marsulli from Miami. He's not a gun expert or LEO, but a community activist. He's the former president of Democracia USA and member of the National Council of La Raza. He was the Florida State Director for the People for the American Way and appears to have some sort of connection with the Tides Foundation. Now, this is where I go, wait, there's more. There's another one called Armed with Ethics in Action. Now, besides Marsulli and Woods as principals, we have Candace Barbat, former photojournalist in the Miami Herald, Samara Minkin from New York, another one involved with film and art. Her husband was involved in helping write Al Gore's book, The Assault on Reason, and Glenda Minkin from Atlanta, Georgia. Her LinkedIn profile has her as an independent fundraising professional. She has sent monies to the campaigns of the gun control politicians such as Pelosi and Schumer. Don't know a doggone thing about guns, but they're going to lobby against them anyway. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm afraid of America.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Speaking of the mayors against illegal guns, they lost a member. Trenton, New Jersey Mayor Tony Mack. He was arrested in 2012 on a government sting and accused of trying to extort bribes from developers. He was convicted on the 7th of February. And at that point, he refused to resign. Which, that is really audacious. That is really audacious. Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Here we go again, Bill.
Oh, no.
Armed with ethics. They choose their names by accident or by chance that it would spell the word awe. And as far as Maura O'Donnell, if I'm not mistaken, this is one of the bays on MSNBC. I wonder if that's the same one.
Well, there's another one in Florida that came out also called Armed with Ethics in Action. So I don't know if they're in the acronym business. I do like the part where they say ethics, because apparently in their viewpoint it's ethical to lie and manipulate.
Well, it's almost presumptive, presuming that if you're armed without ethics. You know, that's something, Bill. It's the same acronym.
Yep.
Anyway, it's as though you may be armed without ethics, and that would make it a bad thing, and it would be.
Is that actually armed, though?
Well, it's actually gangster stuff, I guess, armed without ethics.
I guess.
I'd be a gangster at that point. I just find it really, really strange because, you know, the same people that are involved in this are involved in something where they've actually written about it, that it's not necessary. There's no tolerance for the intolerant, speaking of, you know, and articles, literally, Bill, they've written articles where they're talking about tolerance for the intolerant is not necessary. So,
which means anything that doesn't agree with their viewpoint.
Well, right. What's good for the goose is good for the goose, and we don't care about the gander, or however you want to phrase it. It's just backward speaking, man. It's we're living an upside down world. If I were Dorothy, I would say, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. This world is changing before our eyes. I don't even have words to explain how outrageous it is to think that logic has gone away, the ability to think for oneself is evaporating, and we're left to MSNBC and CNBC and CNN and ABCD and all the rest of it. It's just mind-boggling to me. I don't be interested to see what other people think about it.
Well, as far as those news organizations, they get slapped around quite badly. I mean, they exist, but they don't have very good ratings. There's sort of a disconnect between the rest of the country versus watching them. I don't watch them. I don't even watch them to find out what they're saying. The only time I ever watched, for example, Piers Morgan was when my boss was on his show twice. And I did watch him live on that one because Larry had actually called me going into the first one and the second one. And then he called me coming out of them and just asked me what I thought about it. That's the only reason I watched it. I consider watching one of these stations when they're live to be a betrayal. So I don't do it. As far as the rest of it, I mean, the problem here is that when you talk about the ability to think for yourself evaporating, that's what they want. The fact that you continue to think for yourself takes that upside down world and shakes it up like a snow globe for them. They don't know what to think about that.
And they're giving so much important truth, Bill. It doesn't matter if it's Fox or CNN or ABC. Look at what's on. You know, on Mondays I'm off. I actually get to sit home and I turn the tube on in the morning and have my coffee. And I'm looking at ABC, and I'm watching these men that look just like me, you know. I mean, the weatherman that come out and got married to another man. Now, that's up to him. But the men that are on there that, you know, they're in their $700 or $1,000 suits, and the girls on there that look just like my wife. I mean, everyone knows that it's 7 o'clock in the morning. There's some weather girl that's got a, you know, a high heels on that are 10 inches tall. It's like
with a plunging neckline, that's the new trend too.
And the thing is, it's not just, and those are the conservatives, Bill.
Yeah.
Those are the conservatives. And then you flip over to the liberals and you're looking at something that's in a mirror. You know?
Yeah, I don't want you to believe that or think that I believe that Fox News is conservative by any stretch. I'm just saying that the really egregious ones get trounced in the ratings. Nobody's watching them. Fox gets watched too much because everybody thinks, well, Fox News, conservative. That's what, you know, fair and balanced. You decide. Stop making so many errors when I'm trying to make my decisions. Stop parroting so many lines that you hear out there in the ether to leave it to my decision to make. You look foolish when you do it.
Well, it's not even errors. It's the classroom, you know. Hey, we're going to tell you everything that we want you to know. I've heard this Phyllis Schlafly telling Thomas Sowell, "Thank you for telling us what we need to know." And I'm thinking, "Hey, lady, you're smart, even though you're a member of the Knights, or, you know, the Dames of the Knights of Malta. But you're smart. Who decides, Bill, what you need to know? Except Bill,
me. I decide what I need to know. You want to know what I watch on TV?
Anything you want.
Well, what I watch on TV is I watch Destination America, Monsters and Mysteries. Did you know that there's such a thing as a bat squatch?
No.
I watch that because at least I know when I'm watching that, that somebody that saw that, that's exactly what they thought they saw. And if, you know, if somebody comes to you and says, it was a bat squatch, well, they really believe they saw it. They're telling as much of the truth as they can tell. And for all I know, they may have seen one. Which is much better than somebody getting up there and saying, well, you know, gun registration is not an infringement on the Second Amendment. Now you're lying to me and you're insulting my intelligence telling me this when I know better.
Well, the thing is, Bill, I've actually, you know, I'm not old, but I'm getting some years on me. And I remember reading things when I was a kid, a constitution, and this is going to sound crazy. The guys at 10 o'clock are correct. The Constitution that I read in Encyclopedia Britannica when I was a kid had a 13th Amendment in it that said if you had held a title, that you lost your citizenship. But somehow, the Constitution we have now doesn't have that. So the question is, what happened? You know, what happened?
The new normal. It's the new normal.
Well,
That's all it is.
It's gone down the memory hole. It's been shredded. It's been burned.
Well, obviously not. You remember it.
Well.
And lots of people do. Lots of people do.
Yeah, but the people that, you know, it's like I said before, and this is so ridiculous. I need to know what I need to know, not what someone thinks I need to know, which is why I go into areas and I get called paranoid, or I get called conspiracy nut or a conspiracy theorist, or people say, hey, John, you're scaring me. You know, it's not because, and then they come back 5 years later, like this NSA stuff. I was telling people 5 years
shocked.
Ago, going on, and they'll come back and say, remember what you told me 5 years ago? And I'm going, well, no, refresh my memory. Well, you told me they were reading my emails and my text messages and photographing me and tracking me. Oh, yeah, I remember. Well, you were right. I said, no kidding. You know?
John, don't. I'm running out of time. It makes you seem like Nostradamus, doesn't it? They look at you with a newfound respect.
Well, it's not that. It's that I need to know what I need to know.
I don't know
what anybody.
And you choose to educate yourself to what you need to know, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Take care, man.
You're tearing them up when you do that, John. You're tearing them up. They just cry in their oatmeal. Thanks for the call. I see one or two of you in the chat room there. I don't know if you're noticing or not. I'm wearing this chat window warrior colors today. Got some nice patches from them. They're big supporters of the show. If you haven't noticed that, you guys need to notice it because I'm supporting them. Coming up on the last break of the hour, when we get back, we're going to talk about Trenton Mayor Tony Mack. If you look up the word audacity, his picture is beside it in the dictionary. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's take a stroll down the Audacity Lane. I was talking about Trenton Mayor Tony Mack. He's been found guilty and convicted of bribery and extortion. And this was a federal charge. After his conviction on 7 February, he continued to draw his salary as mayor. Because apparently in New Jersey, only a conviction by a state court would kick him out of office, not a federal one. In New Jersey, if the feds find you guilty, oh well. Now, Attorney General, and I believe this to be the Attorney General of New Jersey, and he's the Deputy Attorney General, Stephen Yomtov, said it's unfair for state officials and it's primarily unfair for the people of the city of Trenton, where their mayor has been convicted in federal court. And Judge Mary Jacobson agreed and signed an order removing Mack from office. He is now ineligible for public office in the future and will be stripped of his state-funded pension. That's the way it should be, isn't it? If you're in office and you break the law and get convicted of it, shouldn't you be invalidated from ever seeking or holding public office again? Mack became Trenton's first new mayor in 20 years in 2010, and almost immediately he was facing accusations of cronyism and hiring and city contracting, as well as a campaign finance investigation. Prosecutors set bribes and conspired to use his influence to push through a proposed city car park project that was in fact part of a law enforcement sting operation. Don't you love it when criminals are out there trying to take away your God-given right to carry a gun? When they openly advocate for it? Now, in Mack's case, he wasn't convicted of a gun crime now. So let's give his due. He deserves his due. Let's point the fingers where they need to be pointed. But it still doesn't detract from the part that he's a criminal now. A convict. Oh. Coming out of Central Alabama, there has in sales in Central Alabama, there has been a noticeable spike in the ladies arming themselves. Big spike in them buying guns and taking classes to learn how to use them. Nationally, the numbers have jumped from 13 to 23% in the last 6 years of gun owners being women. And in Central Alabama, the gun shop owners are saying many of their customers are female. There's a range there called Hoover's Tactical Range, and they're growing. In fact, the reason they're growing is many of their new shooters are women. Some of them are there for sport. Some of them are there for self-defense. From Hoover Tactical, there's a lady there named Natalia Hawthorne. She said, "I can't put a number on it. We have not as many as men, but we have a large number of women who come in the store." One of the ladies taking a class, Diane Green, said, "I've always had a pistol at home for protection, but I've never taken a class to learn how to use it or carry it with me. I need to learn how to load and unload." Natalia Hawthorne said, "They're like shoes. No one can buy you a pair of shoes and you'd be like, this is perfect. You need to actually try it out." The NSSF reports a 37% increase in women shooters. This is changing the whole paradigm of things as far as gun ownership. And, you know, those that would take away the general right to carry a gun, those are the ones waging war on women. Nisha Brown, she says, when we're out late, sometimes it's not as safe for us to be out at night, especially when you run out of gas and need to drop by a gas station. Natalia Hawthorne says that when you're carrying a gun, for her, it feels empowering, as if you feel prepared, and that gives you confidence in order to use it if you have to use it in self-defense, which goes hand in hand with the training component, of course. They have, Hoover Tactical has dedicated a series of classes to women. And they've got a series of classes going on that range from how to buy it, how to store it, how to use it, and how to carry it on you. They're looking at concealed carry purses, concealed carry holsters. I'm sure the flashbang holster. You know, whoever developed the flashbang holster, and if you don't know what the flashbang holster is, that's a holster that was developed to be clipped to a bra. Whoever developed the flashbang holster, that person is right now sitting on a beach in Aruba with a little umbrella in his morning cocktail. And that was a stroke of marketing genius, as far as I'm concerned. And the other thing about women, the way they can carry a gun, it is very distracting to the would-be robber if, you know, he's saying, give me your money! And the lady starts pulling up her shirt. I just wanted her wallet. Oh, wait a minute, what's that? Most of the women that are going there are looking for something they can carry in their purse or keep in their car that's not too heavy or bulky. A lot of the customers there, and they're even seeking out people like Russ Sockwell, who's a gunsmith, getting... And this is how fast new shooters can assimilate. They're going to a gunsmith to ask them what is the most reliable gun. That's just smart shopping. Well, I don't want to buy a gun that isn't reliable. I just want to buy one gun one time. That's pretty smart. That's just really smart. I admire that. I admire that savvy approach to it. Whenever I'm thinking about buying a used car, I call my mechanic and say, hey, I'm looking at this car. What kind of how often do you repair these things? That's pretty smart. We're getting ready to flip into the next hour. When we come back, I sort of touched on this yesterday. Right now, if wherever you are, if you consider yourself to be pro-gun, at least the mainstream media is going to think de facto you're voting Republican. And the RNC is very heavily pushing Chris Christie as the presumptive 2016 nominee, as the only one who could possibly win against a Hillary Clinton. As if, you know, Hillary's going to have challengers. Hillary, the one thing Hillary has that the other challengers are not going to have to answer to is Benghazi. And whoever the Republican, you know, one of the problems Mitt Romney had was I thought that Barack Obama went into the last election with his neck exposed. And Mitt Romney just sent there all kinds of polite and everything. If I had been advising him, I would have said, let's talk about Fast and Furious, Mr. President. Let's talk about, was it okay for those two law enforcement people to be killed? Hey, was it okay for those Mexican civilians to be killed? I know you like for them to wander across the border. Wouldn't it be nice if they were alive to do that? But no, he didn't do that. You mainstream Republicans, you're in a fight. You don't, the time for being polite is gone. The time for turning the other cheek is gone. Is Sparkles in here? There she is. There's Sparkles. I did a shout out to her. CWW, Chat Window Warrior. I'm wearing the colors. They're in the chat room supporting the show. I appreciate them. Let's flip into the next hour. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.